Ukraine soldiers have taken back more territory following Russia's annexation of four regions last Friday. They have broken through Russian defences in the southern Kherson region, which was captured by Russia early on in the war. In Donetsk, in the east, Ukrainian forces have taken the town of Liman and are now pushing further east towards the region of Luhansk, another of the annexed parts of the country. Let's talk about the significance of all of this now with Patrick Bury, senior lecturer in security at the University of Bath and a former soldier himself. Patrick, you're welcome to Morning Ireland. To break through these Russian defences in Kherson by attacking transportation, logistic facilities, they attacked bridges, ferries, pontoons. Did they, in effect, force the Russians out?
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, it's been quite interesting what they've done. Essentially, it's in terms of the concept of doing it, it's quite simple. They try to find a in an area of weakness and then envelop it, you know, by doing pincer attacks. But actually, to pull it off is quite difficult, especially as you imagine in the sort of chaos and friction of war. But yeah, it's been in the Kherson region, especially. They've made about, I think, between 50 to 60 miles in the last couple of days, and they're now about 60 miles from Kherson City. So it remains to be seen exactly how things unfold, but if it does keep going the way it is, there's the potential for an encirclement of Russian forces, which could be a big defeat on the cards now.
Is it happening much faster than expected?
I think timing is actually really important here for the Ukrainians. If you think about it strategically, they want to do is probably take as much and do as many operations as they can before the full weight of the mobilization that Russia has ordered comes to effect on the lines. I also think you've got winter coming, and so that'll be in the back of their minds. It doesn't mean that you can't actually fight in winter, but it does make it a bit harder in terms of logistically and in terms of equipment, etc. But the Russians would be, given they've lost the initiative, the Russians would be much more happier to sit through winter, you know, on defensive lines than the Ukrainians. And I think the other thing in terms of timing is important is the escalation potential here in terms of Putin because his conventional army is pretty much getting battered everywhere. The chances to move up the escalation ladder in terms of the nuclear threat is there. Ukraine is aware of it, and so they want to try and take back as much ground as they can in case that eventually forces them to halt.
Yeah. On that escalation point, there are reports that a train operated by a secretive nuclear division of the Russian army reportedly spotted in central Russia heading towards the front line. John Bolton, former UN ambassador from the United States and national security advisor there under Trump, he warning that Putin may use a tactical nuclear weapon on the battlefield. What do you think?
Yeah, it's been something that's been obviously worrying analysts for a good while now. The general consensus, if you look at what the US intelligence community has said, at least openly, seems to be that they're more worried about a demonstration the detonation of a nuclear device, say in the Black Sea or at high altitude or something like that, as a show of force rather than a low-yield nuclear weapon on the battlefield. I think what's important to remember is that usually, right, when we're dealing with nuclear escalation, the states go through a very clear and observable process of signalling. So they move, in the case of this train, it looks like it may have just been ordered to go on a non-nuclear exercise. We don't know what it's doing, essentially. But that's the estimate of most of the open source analysts at the moment, is that this is just something that's sort of more routine than would suggest they're getting ready to use a nuclear weapon. And then there'd be the stages of taking the warheads from storage and moving them to the firing positions and then bringing up your nuclear forces in response to readiness. So the US is very much of the opinion that they haven't seen any major move that would suggest any sort of imminent nuclear strike or anything like that. Now, right. What the director of the CIA did say is that the thing about Vladimir Putin is you can't 100% be sure of his intentions, because he sometimes acts recklessly and he's also keen on surprises. So it would be difficult enough for the Russians to do that, as far as I understand, but and it would also be reckless. I think the greater chance is actually for some sort of demonstration down the line. I think we're at the lower rung of escalation at the moment.
And Patrick, back to what the Ukrainian forces themselves are doing. As I say, they took Liman in the east over the weekend. They're pushing now into Luhansk. How challenging will that be?
Well, in Luhansk, what you're really seeing and what's impressive, Audrey, is just this ability to basically simultaneously against the Russian army run simultaneous operations on two fronts, and that's what's really impressive. They obviously are backing themselves, and they're able to concentrate force. They've got great intelligence, I think, being fed pretty much real time by the US where the Russians are and aren't. And in the east, they're probably going to move towards the next town is Svatovoy, and there's fighting around Kremina. Basically, again, what they do is they look for, rather than taking the Russian army head on, they using their HIMARS, they look to shape the operation by hitting logistics nodes, basically stop supplies and artillery coming into the Russians, and then try to envelop them. So I think we can expect, depending on where the Russians pull back to and the quality of the defensive line, but we can expect more advances there. Not in the massive kind of breakthrough scale we've seen in September, but more movement in those areas. There is, of course, there does remain the potential for a further Russian collapse too.
Thank you very much indeed. Patrick Bury, Senior Lecturer in Security at the University of Bath.